not giving interviews.
I was predicting that he wouldn't talk to us, so are you fulfilling my prophecy? You're not going to talk to us? But you know, it is a hoax. You're actually harming others with this. You're lying to young people, you're lying to students, you're part of a movement that's communist in nature and globalist. You're working for the globalists, you're a puppet for the globalists. So I care about you, so I'm just warning you and study the science. So, was I too hard on him? I did it for the video, of course. I did prophesize he won't talk to me, and he didn't talk to me. That's what I predicted. That was a good conversation with Nick, anyways.
So I'm really glad that we started this event today, hearing from Indigenous speakers, that we're going to have Brandy Warren and Cedar George Parker speaking later on, because Indigenous people have been worrying about the crisis. They have been bearing the brunt of the crisis. They have been contributing to the crisis. And the BCNDP and the federal Liberal government are telling us that they believe in crisis, they know the severity of the crisis, and yet they're meeting with oil and gas lobbyists every single day. And perhaps the most egregious of all, is the millions and billions of dollars that they put into misinformation to maintain their social license. We have billboards, TV ads, radio ads, buses that drive by us that say LNG is a climate solution. And LNG is also claiming to be an economic reconciliation solution for throwing money at Indigenous communities that have been intentionally, systemically impoverished by the colonial system in order to gain access to their lands.
Listen to all this white guilt.
Folks, we have supervillains walking among us, and it's no surprise that our economic system continues to put profit over the well-being of people on the planet. Because throughout Canada's history, the entire economic system has been able to live sustainably on these lands for millennia. So we are here today because we are refusing to accept living in constant crisis as normal. We want real climate solutions, we want justice, we want land back, and we want politicians to show some political courage or get out of the way. On a webinar earlier this week, I said that organizing with love is the closest thing I know to time travel. And I mean that because love is what connects me to my ancestors, the ones that loved me into existence, the ones that fought so hard for survival so that I could be here today, and not just my biological ancestors, my movement ancestors that have been a part of a long legacy of movements for change and ancestors that have won. Love is what connects me.
Okay, this is the end of the day now. Pretty interesting, no one attacked us. We talked with our friend who was with Dan Dix, and Dan Dix was attacked, but they didn't attack us. Maybe they didn't find us, and maybe I'm supposed to be offended if they weren't attacked. But it was good, we had a few interviews, they're just finishing now, so please like, subscribe, and please do share these videos with your friends and comment them on your own channels. More videos to come. Thanks for watching, folks.